lovely people of GWA, this is Seneca Pumpkin, slightly sleepy, and wide awake at this hour of the day. So, yes, you might have guessed I can't sleep. So I decided to record, because that makes sense. And what I want to record is another questionnaire, because questionnaires are super fun. And yeah, I chose the spelled questionnaire made by CB, and to set the scene a little for you, it's dark outside and I'm just laying in my bed, so this might qualify as pillow talk. I suggest for our best results you go to bed as well, except for if it's in the middle of the day, but I'm not talking very coherently. This is going to be fun. So, let's get on with it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not alike at all, 10 being exactly alike. I think that would require me to know what exactly my GWA persona is, and I have no idea. Not even sure if I have one. I'll go with 7. And yeah. Apparently the difference between me and my GWA persona is that my GWA persona would actually get laid. Yeah. It's about the biggest difference. What's the story behind your username? Yeah, people ask me that sometimes. There is none. I'm sorry. It's just that Cynical Pumpkin is sort of sounds like words that could go together, but they don't. That might sound weird, but yeah. That's what's behind it. Nothing at all. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. As some of you might know, I'm actually German. English is the first foreign language I learned, but I also learned French and a bit of Spanish. I like to say that I'm fairly average in French, but my Spanish is just good enough to not starve and not get lost in Spain. I actually once was in Spain and I did get lost, and I had to ask someone the way to my hotel. But I found it after all. So I guess I have to say something sexy in German now. Ich würde dich gerne küssen. Ich würde gerne mit dir schlafen. Yeah. I'm just contemplating whether I should let you guys guess what that I said. I'm gonna let you guess. What do you think I said? It's probably not even that hard. I don't know. I have no concept of how hard German is for people. Who is your celebrity lookalike? When I got my last haircut, I went there with a picture of the actress Mae Whitman. So I guess she's my celebrity lookalike, because we've got a similar face shape and similar hair.
Yeah.
Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them?
I guess one could say that,
GWA is my secret.
Because no one I know in real life knows that I do GWA. I kind of lie to some people and tell them I do internet radio. Yeah. What else? What other secrets do I have? Oh my god. I like to think of myself as a pretty open person. I guess the, I guess, this would be the only one. You guys are my secret. You are all my secret. What bad habits do you have? Oh, that's easier. I have about a list of them. There was just a really weird noise outside, I'm sorry. Bad habits. Sleeping in. Staying up way too late. Getting upset way too easy. I'm not hesitating because I don't know anymore. I'm just contemplating which one to read off next. Incoherence, saying yeah and a lot, and pausing a lot when recording questionnaires.
Tell us the story of losing your virginity.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, there is none, because I'm still a virgin.
There you go.
I'm gonna be honest once more, I felt kinda like I shouldn't share this information, that I'm a virgin on GWA. But I actually saw a bunch of people who, yeah, admitted it, I guess. I'm not sure if that's something you can admit, but it makes me feel less alone. I'm joining the Virgin Club.
How frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself?
Yeah, sex with someone else is not happening. Sex with myself, once a day, usually. Twice when I have time.
Yeah.
What is your biggest regret? My biggest regret so far would be that I didn't kick as much butt as I could have, as I would have needed to, I think. Because I'm a person who likes to help, and I sometimes get used for that. I used to be the girl in school who did all the group work, because everyone was like, oh my god, you're so smart, and I just thought, oh my god, do work. Yeah, I should have kicked more butt. Write that on my gravestone.
What would you choose as your death row meal?
That's an easy one. A big bowl of my grandma's famous chocolate pudding with whipped cream and colorful sprinkles. All for myself.
And then I'd be good.
What is your favorite scent?
Got a bunch of them. Clean laundry is a favorite.
Cocoa butter, also a favorite. This is going to sound cliche, but like the earth after rain. I grew up in a really rural area, and that smell was just amazing.
Yeah.
What do you wear to bed on a regular night and on sexy time nights?
Well, right now I suppose I'm in bed and I'm wearing a tank top. And this cute pair of sleeping shorts. And I guess on a sexy time night, the best choice would be to wear nothing at all. Isn't that right?
I think so. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author?
I am usually not one to read in bed. I read in the bathtub. I'm one of those terrible people. My librarian hates me. And
yeah.
Favorite author? Oh my god. I guess I could tell you about my favorite book of all time, which is Just Kids by Patti Smith. The one Patti Smith, the one iconic singer, songwriter, poet, Patti Smith. She wrote a book, I think it came out in like 2010, and I read it the summer it came out, and it's incredibly touching, and it's my favorite book. And it hasn't been topped in half the decade.
Yeah. If anyone of you is interested, I'm currently reading a German book by the artist Marc-Uwe Kling, who very charmingly describes his life with a kangaroo as his roommate.
It is not only any kangaroo, it's a communist kangaroo who likes Nirvana and is very, very anti-capitalist. And they also, in this book, they also try to sort of form a group to dismantle the system. And it's super fun to read. It's really great.
Next one. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter.
There is one, but it's not really sexual. I was on a weekend trip with some friends and some friends of friends and one friend of one of my friends. Kind of made out with me at the beach. But it didn't went any further because he then had to go and pick up his drunk friend somewhere. Yeah.
That's it. 15. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom, from all the experience I have with myself, I'd go with curious, more playful. And for outside of the bedroom,
I'd go with playful as well, because I like exploring in the most general sense, and I like doing new things. I like being excited about things, about little things. Yeah. It's really nicer than being grumpy all the time. Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
No.
I had my ears pierced twice, and it infected both times, so I just decided to stop. But I'm planning on tattoos as soon as I have money.
Have you ever come without touching your pussy?
No, but I'm working towards that breastplate-only orgasm. Because I read about it on the internet, and I really want to know if that's a thing.
What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen?
5 or 6 times, I think, and it must have either been a really, really boring Sunday, or I was sick or something.
Are you multi-orgasmic?
Yes, I am. I found out recently, where I was just adventurous and keep dropping after coming and had to bite my blanket so I don't scream. In a good way. It was terrific. It was amazing.
What is on your sexual bucket list?
Having extra... sentences, words are hard. Having actual sex. And... I guess doing the things I describe in my audios, because that's what I base most of them on.
Describe what an orgasm feels like to you.
Your muscles tighten like really weirdly. It's like everything under your belly button, but also a little bit of your chest and your arms. I can feel it in my arms. And I think the best moment is where you just, after they clench, that you just anticipate for the muscles to relax. And then your muscles relax, and you're kind of exhausted, but it was great. Yeah, that's what an orgasm feels like to me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I... No, I don't hope I put you to sleep. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope I made myself sleepy enough so that I can go to bed now. Have a great day, have a great night. Remember to take care of yourselves. And I'll see you around.